Malamusa suya. No one in the village knew the source of Malamusa suya, except for Joy. She watched as Musa brought out the body from his giant fridge, placed it on a table, and started cutting. She was terrified and moved backwards to run out of Musa's house, but a plate fell down, making a sound. Musa ran to see who just found out the secret, and it appeared to be his lover, Joy. In a town called Ajegunle, lived peaceful and friendly people. The people were known for their undying zeal towards their various businesses. Various people came into the village to buy and sell. And since the people of Ajegunle were very friendly and welcoming, they welcomed everyone that came to buy and sell. Among the people that came to sell in Ajegunle is Malamusa, a very gentle and easygoing man. He was so gentle, never talks much, except his marketing to his customers. The people of Ajegunle loved Malamusa so much, and they loved the suya more. Every time they passed a stall, they were welcomed by the aroma of sizzling beef that pulled people like ants to sugar. The people loved the suya so much. It was delicious, spicy, soft, and very addictive. The people knew there was one secret ingredient Malamusa has to his suya, but they never guessed right. Malamusa had so many competitors because of his suya. Ever since they came into the town several years ago, the people abandoned their old suya vendors and made him their favorite. The old suya vendors were so angry, but when they ate a suya, they knew why the people chose him over them. They tried all they could to know his secret recipe, but they never did. They were also bothered about the price of Malamusa suya. Apart from the fact that the suya was so sweet and soft, it was so cheap. It made the people so angry at the other suya vendors, calling them greedy and selfish. Thinking they hiked the price of their suya, they made Malamusa their favorite. His suya was so cheap and delicious. The other suya vendors were confused. How is his own so cheap? How can he be selling so low? Doesn't he want to make any gain? They asked themselves, but they never got answers. Most suya vendors left the business because everyone were buying from Malamusa. Coming to Ajegunle was the best decision Malamusa has ever made, according to him. In the previous village he was in, he never made sales like he did in Ajegunle town. The people also liked the taste of his suya, but he hardly made any gain. But ever since he moved to Ajegunle town, his sales rise like never before. People from both far and near visited the village to eat the popular Malamusa suya. His business grew so much. He started by selling with a table on the village streets. Soon he expanded. He upgraded to a mini shop. He had so many customers. They would line up even before the suya is ready, screaming, "Musa, my friend, na mi first reach here, oh. Musa, I want plenty pepper, oh. Musa this, Musa that," the people shouted, begging to have a taste of his suya. Soon, Musa couldn't handle the business alone anymore. It was draining for him. He was working so hard. He thought long and hard and decided to break his one rule of not hiring someone. Musa did all of his suya business himself. So many people went to him begging for a job. Some even offered to be a social media manager to expand his business to the city, but Musa rejected their offer. He never listened to them, but it became too much for him to handle. He broke his rule and hired three people. They had to assist him in selling alone. They are not involved in the meat cutting, washing process. This kind of bothered his workers. Musa is meant to supervise them while they do most of the work. But instead, Musa was doing most of the work. He had three shops at different bus stops. Musa would cut, wash, and boil the meat in his